Blog Talk Radio.
It's the mystery of iniquity. That is the misery of iniquity. That is the history of iniquity. Oh, and it all falls down. Handle the truth in a courtroom alive. Purges the jurors, witnesses, spies. Crooked lawyers, false indictments publicized. Entertainment, the arraignments, the subpoenas. High profile gladiators in bloodthirsty arenas. Enter the dragon, black robe, crooked balance. Souls bought and sold and paroled for 30 talents. Court reporter, catch the circus on the paper. File it in the system, not acknowledged by the maker. Swearing by the Bible, blatantly blasphemous. Publicly perpetrating that in God we trust. Cross-examined by a master manipulator, the faster, intimidator, receiving the judge's favor, deceiving sabers, doing injury to their neighbors, a status, gratis apparatus, and legal waivers, see the bailiff, representing security, holding the word of God, soliciting perjury, the prosecution, political prostitution, the more money you pay, the further away solution, legal actors, Babylon's benefactors, masquerading as the agency for the client. Hypocritical giants, morally non-compliant, orally armed to do bodily harm, polluted, recruited, and suited judicial charm, and the defense isn't making any sense, faking the confidence of escaping the consequence, that a defendant is dependent on the system, totally void of judgment, purposely made to twist them, emotional victim, blackmailed by the henchmen, framed by intentions, inventions whereby they lynch men. Enter the false witness, slandering the accused, planting the seed, openly showing he's being used. To discredit, edit, headed for the alleged, smearing the individual, fearing the unsuspected, expert witness, the paid authority, made a priority to deceive the majority of disinterested peers, dodging duty for years, hating the process, waiting to return to their careers. Do we expect a system made for the elect to possibly judge correct, properly serve and protect, materially corrupt, spiritually amok, oblivious to the cause, prosperously bankrupt, blindly in the blind, guilty never defined, filthy as swine, a generation pure in its own mind, legal extortion, blown out of proportion, in vain deceit, the truth is obsolete. Only two positions, victimizer or victim. Both end up in destruction, trusting this crooked system. Mafia with diplomas, keeping us in a coma, trying to own a piece of the American corona. The revolving door, insanity every floor. Skyscraping, paper chasing, what are we working for? Empty traditions, reaching social positions, teaching ambition to support the family superstition. When the son of perdition is commander in chief, the standard is feet. Brethren, can we candidly speak? Woe to the men, trusting in the chariots, them leaning on horses. They run their intellectual sources, counterfeit wisdom, creating the illusion of freedom. Confusion consumes them. Every word they speak is internalism. Them outwardly white, internally they act in the light. Them trapped in the night, and bondage to the cane of the night. Under the curse, evil men waxing more worse. Facts of the first, angelic being cast to the earth. It's time for rebirth. Burning up the branch and the root, the empty pursuits of every tree bearing the wrong fruit. Turn to me ill, let him who stole no longer steal. Oh Israel, surrender for Jehovah is real. How long will you sleep, troubled by the thoughts that you keep, the idols you heap, causing the destruction you reap? Judgment is come, find it and return to the one. Abandon the flesh, self-interest, broad way to death, pride and the greed, hiding, subdividing the seed. The knowledge of good and evil is what caused us to lie, caused us to die. Let your emotions be crucified, renounce all your thoughts, repent and let your mind be retort. You'll find what you sought was based on a deception you bought, a perception of naught where the majority remains caught. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom or die. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom or die. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom or die. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom or die. It's the mystery of iniquity. That is the history.
Yep.
Of iniquity.
You listening to No Covers on Blog Talk Radio. It's Saturday morning. 858-947-6607. Press 1 to talk to the host. Chat room is now open at No Covers. You can find it at blogtalkradio.com/nocovers to get you to our chat room. You've been listening to Lauryn Hill from that Unplugged CD, It's a Mystery. We are coming to you live from the city of Wilmington, North Carolina. As always, this is Healthy Living Saturday. In a good mood today, feeling good. You know, sometimes you have to spend that little time, get your head together. You know, Allah, God says, you know, if you take a step toward Him, He's going to take one toward you. Not one, but many. And I'm a living testimony of that. Before I get into that real quick, let's go through our normal routine. I got to give you a history for today, as I do always. Your black history for today, June 9th, 1989, Representative John Conyers went before the House to ask for reparations. In 1989, he asked for reparations for blacks. It was the first call for reparations in the House, first call for reparations in the government. 1989, June 9th, Representative John Conyers went before the House and tried to get a bill passed for reparations. Other, you know, bottom line of that is, they said it gave you 40 acres of mules, so that was your reparation. We never got that. Don't expect nothing from this country. Malcolm said revolution was bloody. Also this day, born was Jackie Wilson. Jackie Wilson. Also born was Johnny H. And I had to go back on that one because, you know, thank God for technology. Johnny Ace was born today. And so I had to go back in time to find out who Johnny Ace was. And this is Johnny Ace.
Forever, my darling, our love will be true. Always and forever, I'll love just you. Just promise me, darling, your love in return. Make this fire in my soul, dear, forever burn. My heart's at your command.
As Johnny Ace, born John Mashu Alexander out of Tennessee. Father was a preacher in Tennessee, served in the Korean War. He later left. He joined B.B. King's band and went to Los Angeles. And then he went solo and he became known as Johnny Ace, smooth tenor. So today is the birthday of Johnny Ace. You know, one thing I like about history, takes you back, make you go back and learn those greats and how they became great, how they made it. You know, one thing about these artists, though, they always die very suddenly, playing with a .23 cal revolver, and he died. Had been playing in Texas. Christmas 1954. Johnny Ace. Now it's Saturday, and we're into our Healthy Living Saturday. So every Saturday we want to talk about healthy living and how to get our health together, because our health is very important, and it's something that we need to deal with, something we need to keep our health together. Need to stay focused on our health. The best way I've learned, and this is a living testimony I said earlier, if you take a couple steps toward God, He'll take many steps towards you. The first key to health is your spiritual upbringing and your spirituality. Without spiritual health, you have no physical health. spiritual health is the essence of total health. I'm going to say that very clearly. Without spiritual health, you have no spiritual connection. It's hard for you to have a good, strong physical health. You got to spend time on yourself spiritually. This show is a spiritual purging for me. That's why I do it. I do it. I put it on the air. I put it on my Facebook page because I use my Facebook page to promote. And it helps because it helps your health. Because when you are at about something, sometimes you need that encouragement to keep you going and keep you motivated. And it's like a stimulus. So when you take those steps toward God, He blesses you with rewards. You got a reward just yesterday. I happened to cross from this, where we take the show at. There's a halfway house. And as I talked before on the show, I pass every day and try to greet the brothers, try to speak to the brothers. So the brother stopped me the other morning. He said, "Man, I've been meaning to talk to you, but sometimes I have to go with the Spirit." And we had an in-depth conversation for about 15, 20 minutes and formed a good bond. I talked to him again yesterday afternoon. And the brother has a lot of offers. So peace out this morning to the brothers over at the halfway house. My new listening audience in the morning at 8 o'clock. Peace out to you all because you've just now become part of the No Covers family. And glad to have you all in. Hopefully they'll let you all tune in and call every once in a while. Because if we deal with some of these issues, we deal with, it can be nice to have you all around. So peace out this morning to the brothers on air. That promotion there helps you with your healthy living. To have a nice, healthy life, if you got to feel good about yourself. You got to feel good every day. You got to find something that you need to do to make you feel good. Maybe it's poetry. Maybe it's reading. Maybe it's walking. You know, maybe it's sewing. Maybe it's crocheting. Whatever it is, find something that you can make yourself feel good about. And then have that spiritual connection. Go into your free time of solitude prayer. If you notice, every morning on the Facebook page, we put a surah, or we put a verse from either the Bible or Quran. Sometimes we put one from the Bible because we put that on the thought process first thing in the morning so that spiritual connection is there as we go out. That spiritual connection is there as we go on the air because that spiritual connection is the key to healthy living. Yes, you got to have the right food. You got to have the right exercise. You know, you got to have the right free time. You got to free yourself from stress. But in order to have all of that, you got to ask somebody for it. I have a saying now that people walk around like they own time. We don't own the time. Every hour we have is borrowed time. We don't own time. It's not ours. It's borrowed time. And so we have to ask permission from one higher than ourselves. And if you don't believe that there is a higher power than yourself, then I would suggest you stop everything you're doing for the next year and try to find that higher power. Because I know it exists because it's been with me since the day I've been born. I know it exists. I don't have to wait for the clouds to open up from the sky. I don't have to wait for the reds, the water to part, to see the part and me to walk across on dry land. I don't have to see the sun stand still and see a rainbow come. I don't have to see any of that. I know it exists. And you may argue with me, those that, you know, Scientology, you know, scientist people that don't want to believe in a higher power and say, no, it's all physical and biological. Okay? Now, planes start going down at 3,000, 4,000 feet. I'll see who you start calling on, whether you start calling on your science or you start calling on that higher power. I believe it exists. I know it exists because it exists within me. And that is the internal force that drives the human being. So if you don't have that connection, you haven't got a physical one-on-one connection with that power, be it you stopping what you're doing, going to the store, I mean, you don't have to be in a church to find it. You don't have to be in the monster find it. And you may, people may get upset to say that. Well, you got to be. No, you don't. You can have that within you as a personal relationship with that power. You don't have to be all saintly and perfect and you know, all good at two-shoe, living right. Hell, who living right? I mean, I get so tired of people talking about they living right. Been living wrong for 50 years, all of a sudden they living right. Been living wrong for 5-10 years, all of a sudden they living right. Then they want to tell everybody, you got to live right in order to get something. You know, I'm looking at people every day that's getting something out of this world and not living right. Because you have to, the first fact of the matter is, this world here doesn't belong to that spiritual power. This is not God's world. Yes, I just said that this is not God's world. This world that we walk through every day and live in, this is not God's world. This is not the world that the God I serve created. There's no way he would create a world like this. This world is in the hands of someone else that's on borrowed time. The world that we live in every day is not his world. If this is his world, if this is the world that God created, I might as well go home tomorrow and just put a bullet in my head. I know you don't want to participate in this world no more. If it's not for the hope of another world, and mark this, you may not see that world in your lifetime. Your children might not see that world in that lifetime, but somewhere down the line, that world will come into existence. But this is not his world. This is not the world that he set up and created. This world is in the hands of someone else who is on borrowed time. So I see people accomplishing great things within this world because they operate every day trying to accomplish that. That's what they try, but they're free to accomplish that. You have to get yourself connected with that source so that you can find and see your freedom when it comes. And once that freedom comes, once you see an avenue, most of us are really walking around here. This is healthy living. We still don't have to live inside. I'm talking spirituality. This is healthy living inside. I'm trying to teach you how to live healthy. I'm finding out how to live healthy. You can't live healthy with a bunch of stress. Stress will kill you. Stress will make you sicker than death. What I mean by that is you will wish you were dead with a lot of stress. Stress is the biggest killer of black people today, and especially black men. My brothers out there, we're living under stress. We're living under bondage of stress. Half of us are living under stress because we every day trying to figure out and make sure we don't do nothing wrong that's going to cause us more stress where we locked up or in the court system on probation and parole. Where all you have to do is no. Not all you have to do is wake up and do right. No, a lot of us wake up every morning trying to figure out just how to make it through the day without committing a crime. Because temptation comes when you look at the world moving around you and you're sitting there trying to figure a way how to survive in this world. Just to survive. I'm not talking about before it was, you know, just to get a job. Now it's talking about mere survival. The average brother out there that's not really have a $50,000-$60,000 a year job, they basically trying to figure out how to survive day to day. And they really don't want much. The average black man you talk to, we don't want a lot. We just want to be able to wake up in the morning and be free of stress from financial stress, number one. Then be stressed from emotional stress, number two. And then we want to see our children happy. That's what most of us really want. I think if you poll the average man, that's what we want. We want to be free from financial stress. We want to be free from emotional stress. And when I say emotional stress, I mean stresses that involve family and relationships. And we want to see our children, if we have them, happy. And when we say happy, meaning we want to be able to provide them the simple things that we couldn't provide for ourselves. That is what the average black man in America wants. And if you can find some kind of way to give him an opportunity, not give it to him, we don't want a handout, just find a way for us to have an opportunity to get those things, then automatically our health will turn up automatically your health will turn up when you find that opportunity, because when you see that opportunity there, your health jumps up. And you begin to try to preserve your health. Because once you see that opportunity, your thought process thinks of living long. Because now you see the opportunity how you can retire at 65 and have a nice life. You see an opportunity in front of you, it causes you that you can be able to participate in the other things that society participates in. So once you see that opportunity, your health is going to turn right up. This is Healthy Living Saturday. We're teaching ourselves how to live healthy. So what you have to do is wake up every day and try to search for that opportunity, because believe me, it exists. But in order to find it, we've got to have that spiritual connection. Good morning to you in the chat room. Good morning to you, Ugly. My friend is in the chat room again this morning. I always got to greet him. Appreciate you for calling in. Appreciate you for listening. Talking about healthy. I got something I'm going to play with you. They play later on. It's a tape, one of the minister's old tapes that I want to play. But I want to continue to talking on this point, because a good friend of mine has shown me that once you see an opportunity, your health increases. Going back to this level of stress, again, is the biggest killer. I preach how to eat to live. I preach eating right. I was studying an article just late last night, and you all that know my background and listen to the show, there's a book called How to Eat to Live. In that book, we practice one meal a day. Now, I was listening to a healthy living aging show last night about 1 o'clock, and the show was on healthy living. And in the show, it was saying that there's a society group out there that have this new thing called calorie restriction, where that they restrict their calorie intake, and they have been discovering that the less calories that you put into your body, meaning the less food, the less consumption of food, it produces neurons that genetically are causing people to live longer. So basically what they have scientifically come up with is that the less food, the less you make your stomach work, the less calorie intake, it produces a longer life. 1930, Masrur Muhammad, who taught the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, gave him a teaching called How to Eat to Live. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad shared that with us. And he told us, go to one meal a day. Eat one meal a day, coffee in between, nothing but one meal a day. And you all that know me know that I battle with a health condition of sarcoid. And the first thing people say was, how you get sick last week? I had been eating one meal a day, and I went to eating one meal every other day. But I got not off my diet. I got off what I was eating. And I went through a two-week period when I wasn't eating correctly. Even though I was eating one meal a day, I was fasting a little bit too much. I went outside the instructions and got a little sick. And I found out through that sickness that if you stay on your regimen, it leads to a better, healthy life. And when I heard that scientifically the other night, where they said that less calories reduced to, I'm saying, you haven't taught us anything new. My health has changed 100% in the last 6 months since I went back to my diet of eating correctly, as I should, one meal a day, and eating it correctly. That means when you eat that one meal, just don't eat a snack. Or eat a quality food. Eat you a nice salad, nice soup, a nice dish, and a nice dessert if you choose to eat dessert. I try to stay away from sweets, but eat you a full meal. Don't eat a scrappy meal. And stay out of somebody else's kitchen. If you can't cook yourself, find somebody to cook your food for you. You can go on in many sites now. You can go on locally and find people that will cook a meal for you every day. Get out this kitchen, man. Get out the restaurant. Get out fast food. It's killing you. It's killing you. It's killing your system. My cardio system is so strong right now. Walking. Do a lot of walking. Unfortunately, you know, bad circumstances. I got in trouble about a year ago, and I lost, you know, my license, so I had to, hey, walk. Been the best blessing for me. Because walking has increased my system. And it's also made me humble and respect other people as it relates to walking. It has really turned up my system, had me living healthy, and increased my metabolism. And I believe I'm going to live a long time. As long as I do the things that I need to do to stay focused and stay on track. Healthy Living Saturday, y'all. Said I was going to share something with you. I got a special treat for you the rest of the day. Just wanted to share that with you as a monologue this morning. Just wanted to share some information with you on how to live. Now, I'm going to go to an old tape. This is one of my first tapes that I fell in love with. And it's entitled, How to Give Birth to God. And I'm just going to let it explain the rest of Healthy Living Saturday on No Covers.
And each woman wanted or desired to be the womb that God would bless with the deliverer. The desire of women. Now look, you can't even begin to produce such person if the desire is absent. Listen. So, how to produce a God has to be thought of in preconception times. Right now, before you have a baby, you must begin to prepare your body and your mind for what will ultimately become a reality in your life. Listen now. As a young boy, you must begin to prepare yourself to father a powerful sperm. The sperm is not fathered by the act of sexual intercourse alone. The sperm is fathered by the thought that is present in the brain that empowers the sperm and becomes the force in the head of the sperm that will finally germinate and fertilize the egg. So you can't walk around mindless and produce mental giants, though it happens accidentally. But if you think about what you are and who you are, you can do it every time. There ain't no missing. And the condition that we're in, we don't want to hit and miss. We want to produce a giant every time the womb opens. Let a God come forth. This is why the white man is so afraid today. His birth rate is down, yours is up. That means that odds are, even though everything is against you chemically, biologically, yet you produce children that have something. Even though you give them nothing but negative circumstances to come to birth in, still the child develops a will to overcome the negative circumstance. Oh, bear with me just a few more minutes. Here are the things that you must consider. Living a natural, and normal life as preparation. Natural, meaning that you're in harmony with nature's laws. Not given to alcohol, not given to cigarettes, not given to drugs, because it is the synergism of alcohol and smoking that is devastating on your brain cell, on your bloodstream, on your sperm. Wait till this goes on. Just a few more minutes. It's going to be something. you have a thing, turn me on. Come on, baby, light my fire. Sister, you got a fire. Sister, turning you on is the most sacred function of a man. Yes. Turning her on properly. Yes. If the woman is turned on properly, there's a natural love that springs forth from her that is absolutely and vitally necessary to the proper preparation of a mental giant. The woman has the ability, an impressive ability. She has the ability to actually impress on the mind, like the mind is a blank piece of paper. She can write on the brain while the brain is forming. Brother, it's dangerous to play with a woman. It is dangerous to mess over a woman. It is dangerous, sister, to you yourself, for you not to know how valuable you are. And you become an ignorant woman, a tool to be abused rather than to be properly used for the service of God. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, where there are no decent women, there are no decent men, for the woman is the mother of civilization. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, no nation can rise any higher than its woman. You listen to me this afternoon by the help of Almighty God and watch what his words mean as they unfold. Look, a woman can impress her inner desires on the child that is to be. Just like you can kill them, sister, and make them of the smoke that you inhale, of the foods that you eat, you can also make them with the thoughts that you think. That's why a woman's mind has to be guarded by a man. And if there is no man, you got to perform the duty yourself to walk your post in a perfect manner. And take charge of your post. And you must keep alert, woman, and observe everything within sight or hearing that will damage your mind. Because your mind is the laboratory that produces the new world. You listen good now. This means that the woman's prayers, her heart prayers to God, when you cry out to God because you're in trouble, when you cry out to him because the man is gone and you are pregnant, these prayers that you cry out to God, they impress themselves on the brain of your child. No, you didn't hear me. The more, the stronger your thoughts are, and the more continuous your thoughts are, they resemble a printing press. And you stamp out an impression on the mind of the forming fetus. So the body and the mind is like a blank piece of paper that you, mother, are the first one to write on. And whatever you write is permanent. This is why the scholars look at women as God's assistant, a co-creator with God. Oh, you didn't hear me. Oh, brother and sister, it helped me get through this one today. Because I'm so full. If Allah just blessed me to just get this one out, you can handle it. I'll get me some rest after I get it out. Look now. The life led by the pregnant woman is the preparation of the paper, the mind. Her thoughts and desires stamp the mind right on the paper. Unseen what you are making. But after it is writ, you cannot take back what you have produced. Only God can put his hand over your destructive work and bring something good out of something that is prepared for death. Are you all right? Now I'm going a little deeper. I want you to follow me. Thought, will, and desire. What have we been working on the study guides? Thought, desire, will. This has the power to impress the force.
You're listening to No Covers on Blog Talk Radio, 858-947-6607. If you'd like to check to the host, talk to the host this morning, or you can hit me on Blog Talk Radio /No Covers and go into our chat room and send me a question to ask. I want you to listen to part three of this tape. We're still on Healthy Living Saturday because I said this morning, and I want to keep saying, healthy living first starts with a spiritual connection, and I truly believe that. Be it whether you're Muslim, whether you're Christian, whether you're Jewish, even if you're atheist, you call yourself atheist, get that connection outside, that out-of-body experience, that connection with outside the body, so that you would have a connection for healthy living. You got to be able to spend that time in meditation, that time in solitude, that time to get your thoughts together. And so that connection to that force outside of yourself is what's going to first generate the sales, so that you understand longevity is here. I want to live to be 100, and there's a way you can do it.
With the power of good or evil.
Yes.
So the parents are responsible for properly preparing themselves for parenthood. It's got to start now. But who cares? Who's concerned? Nobody teaches you this. Nobody makes you responsible in your young years for the destruction of your bodies and your minds. Who cares? Muhammad does. Look, second, we are responsible not only for preparing ourselves for parenthood, but we're responsible for arranging the proper conditions, an environment which is called prenatal development. We're responsible for living properly as regards rest and food and exercise, and especially the proper mental attitudes that conquer emotional stresses. We're responsible for recognizing the fact that impressions during pregnancy shape the destiny of the offspring for good or evil,
yes,
and for the good and future of the nation as a whole. So when you get a woman pregnant, and when she says, "Honey, I'm pregnant," you say to her, "Bitch." Yeah, I know what I said. I say it again. Bitch. Because that's the way he talked. What the hell is wrong with you? Don't you know how to protect yourself? And you don't see the man no more? You pregnant? How you react?
Oh my God, what am I going to do? Pregnant. Oh. Oh God. Who can I, who can I tell? My mom is going to kill me. My mom is going to kill me. If there's a daddy at home, it's, oh, gee, my daddy, oh, God. Oh, you tell your friend, what can I do? Say, well, there's an abortion clinic down the street. Oh, I don't know where I can do that. Well, maybe sit in hot water. Take this pill. Do this.
Look at you. Look, mother. You start lying right now. You lying to yourself to deny what is in. Are you pregnant? Oh, no, not me, Mom. Not me. Did you have your message this month? Yes, ma'am, I had it.
Then you say, oh, hell, I got to do something. Take quinine. Somebody said, quinine. Get some quinine. You sit in a hot tub and till it come down. Do this. Oh, hell, get a hanger. Do something.
What do you become, woman? A murderer and a liar. A liar and a murderer. Lying and murdering is going on in the darkness while you're fashioning life. And you wonder why your children are liars and murderers today, because on the island of Pilon, on the island of Pilon, listen, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us about Yaqub and how the devil was made. And when he got him on the island, every laborer that worked to form the white race was a liar and a murderer. So that lying and murdering was right in the nature of the child that was produced on the island of Pilon. Why did you teach that, Elijah? I taught it so you can know that every time a baby is in the womb, you are secreted away in your own special island. You can make it a liar and a murderer, a devil, or you can make it a god. It is in your power, the brown germ and the black germ. It's only in the negative and positive qualities. If you want a positive child, you got to eliminate the negative. And if you feed on the negative and graft on the negative and kill the positive, you will produce the end result, a murderer, a liar, a child born with the propensity to kill. And it will kill its own parents. It will rob its own parents. It will deceive its own parents. I ain't talking about color, white or black. I'm talking about the nature of the womb. Yaqub, the white man is born into the world a liar and a murderer. So Jesus said, I beheld your father when he fell from heaven. He was a liar from the beginning and abode not in the truth. He was a murderer, and the lust of your father you shall do. Why did you say that, Jesus? He said, I know you. How do you know him, Jesus? I know you from the womb. I know how you were formed. Therefore, I know the nature of you. Huh? Yes, sir. That's why the white man can't help himself. He's a liar and a murderer. He has wreaked more havoc on the earth than any people in the annals of history because of what went on the island of Pilon or Patmos in your Bible while he was being made. And that is to teach you the value of a woman and the value of her womb. that whatever is going on in her and around her while she is fashioning life is helping to make that child what it is. Look how you talk, woman. I got one in the oven. What you mean I'm cooking? What you cooking, baby? Is it an angel food cake? Or is it a devil food cake? What you making in there? Now let me tell you something. Many women, after they find they're pregnant, they hate the fact that they are pregnant.
Yes.
They're embittered that the man made them pregnant. So, they reject the life. I don't want it. I can't stand the fact that I'm looking like this in my beautiful shape. The men used to whistle at me when I walked down the street because of my beautiful shape. And now that no good, he did this to me. You think more of shape than the shape of your mind. How crazy you have been made, sister. Look now, you hate the child because the father...
You're listening to No Covers on Blog Talk Radio, 858-947-6607. Press 1 to talk to the host, or you can go in the chat room and send me a message. We tuned in this morning on Healthy Saturday. This is our weekend edition. Just wanted to play those two segments this morning. If you want further copies of that tape, please inbox me, and I will make sure that you get that. I will make sure I forward it to you. I'll make sure I email it to you so that we can get this information. As we stated at the beginning of the day, healthy living starts with, and I'm going to say this, whether you're Christian, whether you're Muslim, whether you're Jewish, and whether you even don't think there is a God, it's going to start with a spiritual connection first. You got to get up. You got to find that solitude. You got to find that time. Every morning at No Covers, we always post some kind of spiritual quotation, some kind of inspiration from the Lord of the worlds or from some kind of source that has a spiritual connection, because once you get that and start your day off with, it's going to help you refer and help you go back to something all day long that's going to help you eliminate stress. In order to have a good, healthy life, you got to be happy. You got to eliminate those stressful factors, those things that are causing you to be stressed out all day long. If it's your job, quit. Oh, I'm going to eat and live. God, see, I understand. God says in the scripture, he'll find a way. He feeds the birds, he feeds the seagulls, he feeds the fish of the world. He will find a way. If your job is causing you to, and now don't be crazy now. Just don't walk off the job tomorrow and don't have a plan. No, if your job is causing you that much stress, make a plan so you can get out of that job, so you can find what it is that's going to try to make you happy. The more you're sad, the more you're depressed, the more you're lonely, then you're going to be stressful. And stress is the biggest killer today. It's the biggest killer today. I'm telling you all, and you all that know me on the show, I'm very open. I always post stuff on sarcoid because I have a disease called sarcoidosis. I know sarcoid is what killed Bernie Mac. I know how it killed him. It led to pneumonia, but that sarcoid, he was killed because he got stressed out. He was so busy trying, so consumed trying to keep something going, and he got to a point he wasn't happy doing it. Once you get to a point that you're not happy doing something, get out of it because death is right around the corner. Stress is the biggest killer that's killing us. And once you get that, once you eliminate the stress, then you have to have that connection, because that connection is going to show you how you can live a long time. Don't get in the mindset that your life is over at 50 and 60 and 70. No. Go study longitudinal studies. There are folks living out here past 100 now. You can live a long life. You can have a longevity. You can have something of this world. But you got to eliminate stress first, because the stress is not allowing you to think. When you go back into these old tapes that I'm playing on this show, when you go back into these old initial found building tapes, and those of you that are listening that may be Muslims, go back into the old tapes when the minister was first building the foundation. And those of you who are not Muslim, inbox me so you can get some of this information, because he was laying how we have to eliminate those vices. Because once you get the spiritual connection, the connection is going to cause you to eliminate the vices that's killing us. It's going to cause you to go to the right proper diet on food, because why? The spiritual connection is going to make you want to live a long life. And when you wake up wanting to live to be 100, then you're going to start doing the things every day that's going to cause you to be 100. If you're overweight, get it down. Get it down. Don't say you can't. Just get it down. Go to the teachings. Learn how to eat. Calorie restrictions. One meal a day. Exercise properly. Focus. Put your mind on what you're trying to accomplish. If it's so much as just putting a picture up of what you want it to look like, put that old picture up. Go to the scrapbook. Put it up. Get that weight down, because that weight is killing us today. This is Healthy Living Saturday. We've got to get our health in order, because we can't save these children out here unless we get ourselves as adults right. Then we got to go get them right. We have produced a generation of children that are disorderly, that are out of order, out of control. And as we're going to talk about Monday, tune in to Monday's show, because we're going right back Monday into this prison system again, because believe me, they have a plan for this disorder. And we're at fault because we're not happy enough. We're not strong enough. We're not focused enough on our mission because we're stressed. Every day we're trying to figure out bills. If the car is costing you too much, get rid of it. Walk. Catch the bus. Public transportation. Just get rid of the bill. Don't go out here and get you a $300-$500 car payment if the stress is going to cause you to make the payment, because you'll be driving that car, or somebody else will be riding in that car to the cemetery to put you in the grave. If that $400 car payment has got you so stressed out that you can't figure out how to make it from month to month, shoot the car, get rid of the car, because somebody else is going to be driving that car to put you in the graveyard. Family matters. Sit down. Call family meetings. Get it worked out. Don't let it be stressing you. Don't let relationship issues cause you stress, because the more stress it's caused you, it's just killing your life. And it's causing you to do things. You may have, you get stressed. What you do? You go eat. The food is killing you. And you go eat what you eat. You eating sweets. You eating knick-knack snacks. Killing yourself. What is it coming from? What is the root that it's coming from? You're eating, you're stopping at McDonald's, you're going to Burger King. Why? Because you're stressed. Get rid of the stress. Again, if the job is causing it, get rid of it. Don't let your children stress you out. Figure a way. Hey, we got to have a family meeting. Boy, you're causing me stress now. Well, me and you going to have to work this thing out. We're going to have to come in agreement. You cannot be stressed. Get rid of the stress that's killing you. Get it out your system. Get it out your system, because it's killing us today, and it's making us have a life of misery. It's making us have a life that we don't want to have, and it's making us have a life of non-peace. I want us to be happy today. I want us to see the future as bright. I want us to see the cup as full, not empty, because it is. This has been No Covers. This is Healthy Living Saturday. This is Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate you for tuning in. Tomorrow morning, remember, our Sunday morning wake-up call, 8 o'clock is our Sunday morning wake-up call. We're coming strong tomorrow on No Covers. We got our Sunday morning wake-up call, and then we'll be right back here Monday morning. Tune in every day at 8 a.m., Monday, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, No Covers. If we miss a show, it's because we're either sick or we're in the hospital. That's the only time we miss the show. And hopefully pretty soon that other person is coming in and run out how to run this station and run this for us when we get sick. We want to continue to ask for a blessing to go out on our community. Those of you all in Wilmington, remember that we got the Stop the Violence Tour over in Hillcrest this weekend. those of you that are listening to us on web, always tune in to our Facebook page. Every morning you're going to get enlightened news. You're going to get an update every day of what's going on in black history. You're going to get an update of what's going on in black news in America. Stay in tune with us. Help us grow. Help us grow. Help us grow. This is No Cover, Black Talk Radio. Be blessed.
No change to increase. Fire built my love sky high. Send that boy off to die.
Continue to listen to us 8 days a week. This is No Covers Incorporated. We are a nonprofit organization designed to uplift the black man and the black family in America and throughout the world. No Covers Incorporated.